Rain wound down across portions of the U.S. Midwest yesterday, but we still have cloudiness around in the north and some light precipitation still hanging on here this morning. There's some strong northwesterly winds blowing colder air into the region as well. Most of the temperatures this morning running mostly in the 30s and some lower 40s. The outlook is going to be for drier conditions to return to parts of the region, but first a quick assessment on the precipitation that has occurred over this past couple of days. We did see widespread precipitation. Some of it was heavy from parts of western and northern Kentucky into southern Indiana and parts of west central and southwestern Ohio. Some of those areas picking up on 1 to 3 inches of moisture. A lot of other areas 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches. And those other areas include Indiana and the balance of Ohio. Further to the northwest, another region of significant rains occurred this week from eastern Iowa into parts of central Wisconsin. Again, totals there running 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches. And another area near the east central portions of Minnesota that also received similar amounts. The rest of the Midwest, east of the Missouri River, saw totals that ranged from a couple tenths to 3/4 of an inch. The moisture was all welcome, and we do have better moisture conditions for soft wheat to establish in, but there will still be a need for greater amounts of moisture to induce better runoff and improved river and stream flow. Certainly the precipitation that occurred in the middle Ohio River Basin area this week was significant enough for a good runoff to occur in some locations, but most of the better runoff occurred in urban areas, whereas the rural communities there had such dryness in the soil that a lot of this precipitation was absorbed into the ground with little difficulty. Well, the outlook is for another weather system or two to impact parts of the Midwest as we go forward out through this next 7-day period. Most of the precipitation, though, is advertised to be lighter than what was suggested earlier this week, not necessarily a big change from yesterday. Now, we do expect to see today mostly dry across the Midwest. Tomorrow should be mostly dry as well, but tomorrow afternoon we will see an increase in precipitation occurring from parts of Nebraska and western Iowa into portions of Kansas and western Missouri. The precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will be a new round of precipitation beginning. As the precipitation moves across the Midwest here as we go Friday night into Saturday and early Sunday, we'll see precipitation in many areas of the Midwest, but amounts will be low. We'll look for the majority of the region seeing a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6/10 of an inch, and the precipitation will move fairly steadily from west to east across the region. Disruptions to fieldwork will continue, but after that system passes, we may get a couple of extra days of good drying conditions before the next storm system comes along. We'll also see temperatures turn warmer as we get towards the first part of next week, and that will help to dry down some of the fields and allow for fieldwork to occur. There may be some increasing wind across the region before the next storm system impacts the region, and that is most likely going to take place during the middle part of next week. At that point, we will see another wave of rain of significance occurring, and we may see some locally heavy rainfall, although my confidence level in that event at the moment is quite low. The temperatures across the region will be a mild to cool here for the next couple of days. We expect to see high temperatures across the region this afternoon, running mostly in the 40s and 50s. There may be some temperatures near 60 in the far south. Tomorrow we'll look for highs again in the 40s and 50s, and then we'll start a warming trend that occurs from Saturday into Monday and Tuesday. We'll look for those highs warming up into the 60s and 70s across much of the Midwest, with a few upper 50s in the far north. Our low temperatures at night here will be coolest tonight and tomorrow night, looking for upper 20s and 30s north and 30s and a few lower 40s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.